In the mood for a little mystery reading now? Katie Hecker of Tidal Wave Books may have the thriller for you. It's called White Sky, Black Ice, and is the first installment in the Nathan Active Mystery Series by Stan Jones.
The book chronicles the work of State Trooper Active, an Inupiat recently posted to Chukchi, the village of his birth, after growing up in Anchorage with his adoptive parents. Alcoholism plagues the village, and suicide rates are high, although the recent construction of the Grey Wolf Mine has raised incomes and improved the quality of life for many residents. When two Grey Wolf employees apparently commit suicide within a week, however, Active's suspicions are raised. He believes there is more to their death than their own sense of hopelessness. The strength of Jones's storytelling is in the details of life in Bush, Alaska. Jones was born in Anchorage and eventually moved to Kotzebue, his inspiration for the fictional town of Chukchi. Jones's love of Northwest Alaska was deepened when he moved back to Anchorage and eventually to Fairbanks, and the region proves a worthy setting for his story. As a new resident to the state, I found Jones's descriptions of muktuk, pilot bread, snow machine rides, and bush plane travel enthralling. The characters pepper their language with Inupiaq words, and Jones expertly describes bush residents' relationship with the land, wildlife, and weather. In fact, I would argue that the real mystery of White Sky, Black Ice is not in the suspected murders or their connection with the Grey Wolf Mine, but in the layers of rural Alaskan life. As Jones peels those layers back, he reveals a world that is full of poverty and wealth, struggle and comfort, bitter cold temperatures, and the warmth of a cup of coffee, the local bar, or a new lover's bed. The plot's mystery is not so much solved as it is negotiated. In an ironic twist, the murderer takes his own life, and the Grey Wolf Mine remains in operation after its involvement in the scandal is revealed. But don't worry, I'm not ruining the ending. In both the mystery's story and setting, the cruelty of reality bumps up against the character's willingness to endure it. And perhaps Trooper Nathan Active sums it up best when he says, "Sometimes the facts don't do justice to the truth." For AK, I'm Katie Hecker.